Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today, this third and final half hour on this Monday, October 7th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. As we talked about, Dr. Shay O'Donnell is leading a mission team down to North Carolina. She's going to be keeping in touch with me throughout the week, letting me know how it goes. We plan to have her on the show to give you guys updates as to what she's seen, what's going on the ground down there in North Carolina. Meanwhile, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has sent Michigan National Guard, Michigan State Police troopers to South and North Carolina to help during the Hurricane Helene effort. Michigan National Guard had 40 Guard members sent to South Carolina, and the Michigan State Police Emergency Management Homeland Security Division sent 19 troopers to North Carolina to help with the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. Michigan National Guard's 1,436th Engineer Company, the 507th Engineer Battalion, were sent to South Carolina to help with emergency response by clearing roads and debris from communities hit by the hurricane that made landfall on September 26th through the 27th. Whitmer said at a press conference, "Michiganders are tough, and we always help those in need. Members of our Michigan National Guard and Michigan Task Force 1 Swiftwater team are risking their own lives to save others, honoring their duty and living up to their values that best define who we are as Michiganders." The Swiftwater team was sent to North Carolina September 26th for 9 days to help with water search and rescue operations. They spent 7 days around the Chimney Rock area and conducted 28 rescues and evacuations in Burke and Rutherford counties, which is in the western part of North Carolina and where it hit the hardest around the state. The team rescued 3 first responders and a resident trapped in a boat that was pinned against a bridge. Rescued 7 from a flooded apartment complex. Helped a stranded man and woman who were originally from Michigan to make it safely across a river. They also saved a severely dehydrated elderly man who was flown by helicopter for evacuation. The Swiftwater team is expected to be back in Michigan on Monday, today, October the 7th. Evidently, they ended up staying longer. So we'll be getting reports from Dr. Shay O'Donnell. But basically, what we know so far is this. Many stories on social media, many reports, people talking about not getting any support from federal government. FEMA and other agencies not showing up on the ground. Others have reported that when people have brought food, water, clothing, other items to the area, that they were blocked from entering. Federal agencies, people on the ground blocking them from coming in and being able to deliver these goods. Social media reports even stating that some people were told that only approved vendors could provide the food, the water, the clothing, and medical supplies. Dr. Sherry told me that they're working with a county sheriff. She's also working with a state representative from the legislature in North Carolina. They are asking for donations to provide the flights down to Charlotte. And then once on the ground, local Blackhawk helicopters working with the local county sheriffs are going to allow them to get in to provide medical treatment, medical supplies, and other things that they have. So greatly appreciate those efforts. If you'd like to make a small donation, just text me Doc, D-O-C, and I'll send you her cell phone information and the website. Heartbeatmission.org is the website for donations. They need money to buy supplies. They need money to pay for the trips, the airline tickets, and other things to get them down there. Not looking for donations of food, water, clothing, anything like that. They're totally focused on providing medical treatment. And what's necessary more than anything is money. So again, I've texted a few of you. You've texted me, Doc, and I've sent you that information. So hopefully they can get the money necessary to get the supplies, and hopefully they can then be able to do it. Heartbeatmission.org is the website. Again, text me Doc, D-O-C, and I'll send you that information. One of the other things that we're looking at, other stories, out of Lansing. While there is all kinds of legislative things happening right now before the election, most of them are focused on campaigning. Well, there's also election laws that need to be looked at. One of the Court of Claims chief judges, Brock Swartzel, who also sits on the Michigan Court of Appeals, said that the Michigan Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, must revise its instructions to local clerks related to verifying the number of absentee voter ballot stubs and the number on the return envelope. Judge Swartzel said, "This is a complex series of questions about whether to treat absentee voter ballots whose numbers do not match the envelopes as being rejected, challenged, or unresolved." Swartz said that Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's own manual misstates the law, as it provides that an election inspector should compare the ballot stub number to the recorded voter in the qualified voter files list. However, the statute, MCL 168.768, requires that the inspector must also compare the ballot stub with the return envelope. As a result, Swartzer said the manual needs to be revised so that the election inspectors must verify the number on the ballot stub, making sure that it agrees with the ballot number on the face as well as the absentee voter returned envelope. In February, the legislature amended the statute to say if the number printed on the absentee voter ballot stub agrees with the number printed on the return envelope, the ballot must be tabulated. However, in the legislature, in the law, it didn't address what happens when the numbers don't match. Who are the plaintiffs? The Republican National Committee, the RNC, Michigan Republican Party, and Chesterfield Township Clerk Cindy Berry. You may remember she attempted to run for Secretary of State against Christina Caramo. They all argue that silence means there is no legislative authority to tabulate this mismatched absentee voter ballots while the state countered the silence as legislative oversight. Well, in his 26-page opinion, so I mean, he took this very seriously, folks. Anytime a judge writes 26-page opinion, the guy dived into it. Each side provides what could be on first and perhaps second reading a plausible explanation in MCL 168.768. If the Secretary of State's directions are not clear and mandatory, and if the directions do not have the force and effect of law, then there's a real question of whether the Secretary of State Benson has in fact fulfilled the statutory requirement in the law, MCL 168.768. Benson's office offered new guidance that instructed clerks to mark those AV ballots that don't match, list them as being challenged, set aside for the Board of Canvassers to allow the possibility that they could, in fact, be counted later. Plaintiffs in the case filed the lawsuit challenging this directive, arguing that mismatched numbers on an AVB absentee voter ballot means the ballot must be rejected and that both the person assigned the ballot and the envelope should be given an opportunity to cure the error prior to election day. The state argued the plaintiffs lacked standing and missed the one-year period allowed in the Court of Claims Act. The state also argued that claims were being filed too late in order for the court to rule. Well, the judge, Schwartzel, rejected those arguments. Now, we got a very simple question, folks. If the numbers don't match, should the ballot not be counted? If they have the ballot number, they know who the ballot went to. I got mine in my envelope. I haven't even opened it yet because I plan to vote in person right after the show on Election Day, perhaps before I take off for Detroit. I'm not really sure if I'm going to do that or not. We could be pretty busy on election night right here in Antrim County over Vicky's county clerk race, so I'm not really sure yet what I'm going to do. But this is very serious, folks. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
On November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee. All up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. For those of you who haven't heard yet, I'm going to play it again today. I'm going to play it every day until November 5th. I want you guys to share this video. Joe Pags, a national syndicated talk show host, put together this video for you to consider. Now, in this video, he researched 9 specific indexes. 9 specific indexes for people to hear statistics. These are real numbers. He also, while he's talking on the radio, you're going to hear these numbers with the audio, but he also created graphs, bar graphs for 4 years when Donald Trump was president, 4 years under Biden Harris. Here's the video.
Important to all of us. Do me a favor. And take a breath. Don't scroll. Watch the numbers I'm going to give you. A lot of you on the left are arguing about emotion. A lot of you on the right are arguing that it's about, hey, 4 years ago, this, that, and the other. Let's get real numbers that you can now sink your teeth into. If you're on the left, you're going to find out exactly what Harris, Biden have done. If you're on the right, you're going to find out exactly what Trump did. This is not a chart I made up. This is an actual chart put together based on the Federal Reserve, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Energy Information Agency, and the NASDAQ. These are real numbers that you can sink your teeth into, that you can take to work and show them at the water cooler, that you can have after dinner if there's an argument about politics. Let's just take the emotion out and talk about numbers. The inflation rate year over year under Trump, 1.89%. Under Biden Harris, 5.28%. Inflation cumulative, 7.8% higher under Trump, 19.2% higher under Biden Harris. Average gas price under Trump, down 5.4% to $2.49 average. Up 46.6% under Biden Harris, $3.50 average. 30-year mortgage rates down 34.8% under Trump, 3.86% average. Up 132% under Biden Harris, 5.45% average if you can get a mortgage. Average rent costs up 11.8% under Trump, up 21.6% under Biden Harris. NASDAQ composite was up 138.2% under Trump, up 39.4% under Biden Harris. Grocery prices up 6.5% under Trump, up 20.9% under Biden Harris. Electricity prices were up 4.2% under Trump, up almost 30% at 29.6% under Biden Harris. And real hourly wages, a big indicator, up almost 7% under Trump, 6.8%, down 2.2% under Biden Harris. These are real numbers that I didn't make up. These are numbers you can go and research and verify. These are numbers that are based on July 12th, 2024. The jobs numbers, of course, got worse since then, with a readjustment down by about a million jobs. Now, get emotional if you want and complain about somebody's hair or how they tweet or whatever, or their age. Or you can actually look at numbers and decide who was the better CEO. Who is the better person in charge? Because Harris is no different than Biden, except she's a little more progressive, more liberal on policies, which will cost everybody even more money should she win. Any questions on this, make sure that you post them right here. Make sure you share this, and I appreciate you staying till the end of the video. It's important that we have real knowledge, and that's what I just gave you. Come on!
Numbers don't lie. It's very, very simple. Text me PAGS, P-A-G-S, and I'll text you the link to that video. Once you have the text message in your phone, you can share it. You can text it to other people. You can play it for people. You're having lunch with somebody. You ask them about, hey, you voting on November 5th? Yeah, but I'm not really sure yet who I'm going to vote for. Well, watch this. You pull the phone out. You click on the text message I send to you because you texted me PAGS, P-A-G-S, and you play the video for them. Or you choose to just forward the text message to people in your phone. Check this out. It's not Republican or Democrat. Nothing in there talked about Republican or Democrat. These are facts. These are numbers. Now, Lance Griffin, last Monday, a week ago, was on the show, and he talked about an effort called 10xvotes.com. It is a website that you can go to and register and become a searcher, where you can use the database on that website, 10xvotes.com. You can search for 1.7 million Michigan Republicans. This is Michigan database only. They have looked at Republican voters that are determined to be low propensity voters, meaning in the last four elections, they only voted in two of them. They may not vote on November 5th. What I want you to do is focus on deer hunters and people you know that go to church. These are friends of yours. They're actually in your phone. They're in your contact list. You go to the website, 10xvotes.com. If you want that, just text me 10x. And I'll send you the text message from Lance Griffin. It has the website to click on, and it asks that you put his name in, Lance, as the person who referred you to the website. Then all you do is go through your list and say, okay, who do I know is a deer hunter? Who do I know goes to church on Sunday? You put in their name, their city, their township, their village, their county, whatever, and you search for them. See if they pop up on this list as being a low propensity voter. If they are, reach out to them. What do you say? Hey, just checking to see if you're going to vote. Here's a video I'd like you to watch. And you form the PAGS, forward to them the PAGS video. Text me 10X, text me PAGS. Just reach 10 friends. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
There that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 99.